But he's neither Republican nor Democrat.
No.
So he must be on some ticket.
Yeah.
Is he a libertarian?
Well, a Lieberman user?
No,
I thought she said a Lieberman.
Might be the
That's
Tupperware
what people
party.
Are calling everybody who runs now without portfolio.
The Lieberman ticket?
A Lieberman.
Yes. Connecticut for Lieberman ticket.
So it should be interesting.
We were just talking about yesterday. He was at the Fairmont and I was at the Le Meridian. And we both spoke at events. It was interesting. I had the Pubby Awards, and you were with a bunch of drug dealers, right?
No! General Counsel for Drug Dealers.
Oh,
for Drug Makers.
Oh, fight drug makers. Oh.
Coming up after the news, why Willie Brown hangs out with drug dealers. On the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, broadcasting in HD Digital, this is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. It doesn't happen often. President Bush is on Capitol Hill this morning. He's discussing his anti-terror policies with Republicans. CNN's Andrea Koppel on Capitol Hill reports many congressmen are worried about the upcoming elections.
According to the White House, Mr. Bush was invited by Dennis Hastert, who wanted members to be able to ask the questions directly. A number of House Republicans are facing stiff competition in this year's November midterm.
A bombshell from Saddam Hussein's trial. That's the lead judge saying he does not think Hussein was a dictator. Just yesterday, the top prosecutor in the case accused the judge of a bias toward Hussein. The U.S. military says they've nabbed a key terrorist in Iraq.
He is known to have directly participated in numerous terrorist acts, including kidnappings and executions.
Major General William Caldwell says the man is a close associate of the new leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. 20 more bodies have been found dumped on the streets of Baghdad today. The day before, police found more than 60 bodies. Wildfires are still giving firefighters trouble out west. Our Jim Roop is live with an update on a fire that's burning north of Los Angeles.
Bill, L.A. County Fire Captain Scott Ross says this 10-day-old arson fire is about 30% contained, and when crews leave an area, they want to be able to leave an area.
This is something that we don't want to have to come back to. This is an area that could have spot fires later on.
Scorched nearly 30,000 acres so far. And in Montana, a wildfire that began back on August 25th from a lightning strike is threatening an area where some celebrities own homes. About 325 homes in Sweetgrass County and Park County are ordered evacuated. About 19,000 acres are burned there. Reporting live, Jim Roop, CNN, Los Angeles.
Ann Richards has died.
Whatever it was, I was going to be the best, and I never could live up to my own expectations.
That's the former governor of Texas talking about her battle with alcoholism. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when? Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Are you deaf yet?
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
Good morning. 7:04 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Let's check the freeways. Brought to us by Carl's Jr. this time. It's slow from 680. It looks like a solo spin out on 24 westbound near the Central Lafayette exit. Eastbound 80 through Berkeley before University. Car stalled out in the left lane. An ambulance is rolling to a problem near the Infineon Raceway interchange. 37 eastbound at 121 there. They don't have any more details for it. And in Hayward, car at the center divide now on the shoulder at Industrial and 880 northbound. Wake up to the new smoked sausage breakfast sandwich at Carl's Jr. It's made with real smoked sausage, eggs, and cheese. Stop by Carl's Jr. for a delicious breakfast today. Remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit our website, quakeradio.com. This morning's top stories, less than 10 minutes. Now, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John Scott. It is 7:05 a.m. on 960 a.m. on Thursday, September 14th, 2006. You are keeping it real with Will and Willie. Congratulations. You found the right channel. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
They've obviously got their presets correctly.
All they have to do is punch the button and we're right in.
Yeah.
And you stay in this morning and, you know, during the course of the next 3 hours, Marianne Akers will come in to visit from Washington, D.C.
We will tell you more than you need to know.
Some fellow named Forrest Hill, who is a candidate for Secretary of State. I'm not sure which party, but I'm sure he'll tell us and why he's running.
It's the party till your socks fall off party.
Oh, is that the...
I don't know. It could be the Tupperware party.
I see. And then, of course, your colleague and fellow...
Bob Summerby.
Late-night comedian.
From DailyHowler.com. Very funny young man, but also very serious young man. And a lot of people don't know it, but he was the third roommate. He was the roommate of Tommy Lee Jones and Mr. Albert Gore. He had Harvard back in 67, 68, 69, something like that.
What an incredible room that
I know. I
just
know.
Think of the talent that is there. Bob must feel really intimidated.
I just saw that movie, The Three Burials of Melquiades Estrada, and it wasn't bad. It was kind of turgid, but it wasn't bad. It was well done. Tommy Lee Jones directed it.
Yes, and then we'll close with Bruce Brugman, a man who has been for 40 years the alternative voice in print in San Francisco.
Yes, editor of the San Francisco Bay Guardian.
Publisher. Editor.
That's right. Hey, he started a lot of conventions. You know, we had the people from Project Censored on yesterday, and he's been doing, in his pages, Project Censored since they started 30 years ago.
Yeah. So today's show should be a blockbuster.
And we would be
what do you
remiss.
Call them? You call them a chockbuster?
I say we're chock full. Chock a block full.
Yes, chock a block full.
Yes, we are chock a block full.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what that means, but.
No,
I'm working on it. Don't worry about it.
It's communication. It doesn't have to mean anything. It. They know what I'm talking about.
You know me. I'm into deep thought.
Now, we have to observe the passing of former Texas Governor Ann Richards.
My fellow Texan.
Yeah.
She was just incredible. At that convention where she described George...
Poor George Bush. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
She was so good. She was the Texan by every stretch of the imagination. There was nothing Eastern about her whatsoever. She was such a good friend. She came out to San Francisco while I served as mayor on two separate occasions when I produced the Women's Summit here in San Francisco at the Moscone Center. She was the headliner. Two separate occasions in the five summits that we actually did. She also showed up to help raise money when I served as Speaker of the California State Assembly. I had the great pleasure of introducing her at the Beverly Hills Hotel. No, I'm sorry. It was that hotel that's right down from Rodeo Drive.
Beverly Hilton?
No, it's called region, Beverly Wilshire.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
where Pretty Woman was made. I flew her in to make a speech, and when she arrived, she said, "Willie, I need some cheap, explosive jewelry." I said, "What do you mean?" She says, "Is there a five and dime so I can go get some of that stuff?" And she did. She had left her jewelry at home. She went home and bought this
costume jewelry.
Oh yeah, but it was really gaudy beyond costume. But it was typical Ann Richardson. So when I had
Bigger
the opportunity to introduce her as a fellow Texan, I said she was born and raised in Lakeview, Texas. I said there is no lake, and there is no view.
And she got a kick out of it.
She got a kick out of it. She responded by saying, "And you people all know Willie is from Mineola. And in Mineola, where you most probably don't know where it is, well, it's not the end of the earth, but you can see it from there."
We're keeping it real with Will and Willie at 7:10 a.m. on 960 a.m. I got to... one time I did in Austin. It was a great gig. It was the Texas Action Network, something like that. It was every liberal in the state of Texas was in this one theater, and I was doing jokes afterward. They gave an award ceremony. And I was mentioning you, being from San Francisco, some people. This was about halfway through my act. And I said, well, talking about Willie Brown and the smoothest politician I ever met. Willie Brown's the only politician I know can enter a revolving door behind you and come out first. That's my joke about you. And I said, he's from Texas here, and I can't remember the... And from out of the middle of the audience comes this twang. He's from Mineola. And I'm not from Texas. And I recognize the voice. And here, this room, it's like 700, 800 people full of the richest liberals in Texas. So they all know that voice immediately. And I go, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I will write that down. And, I milked the laughs. Yes, and I went back to the stool. I wrote down Mineola. Yeah, I've never been heckled by an ex-governor before.
Did you tell him that?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
That's a great story. You never told me that story.
Yeah, he's
for sure.
From out of the darkness.
Mineola.
He's from Mineola.
She was such an incredible, incredible lady. And as you will recall, when we were at the Vitale about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, we were talking to Molly, her friend, Molly
Ivins. Yeah.
And I asked her about the health, and she said she's, thought she was getting better. And then we subsequently, 2 weeks ago, asked the former governor, Ben Barnes, who was on the show with his book, and he said, no, Ann's in real trouble. And so obviously he was right. She was in real trouble. And at 73 years of age.
Way too young.
She died of cancer. Died of cancer. An incredible person.
And the Democrats are going to miss her because she could raise money. She could go anywhere in the country and raise money for a candidate.
She was probably one of the most recognizable Democratic governors ever in the history of the country. She was as if she was a national figure, not a gubernatorial figure.
And I forget, who was the weasel that beat her? Because she had one term. She was running for re-election. And then this little weasel guy, and I can't remember his name, but he came from out of nowhere. He had no elective experience whatsoever. I can't remember.
His name was Bush.
Yeah. Bush.
Bush. Bush. That's
oh, that's
name.
It. Yeah.
That's the
that's
name.
Right. George W. Bush. And they actually got along. They did get along.
Yeah, they did. But she was, I always was firmly of the opinion that was the point at which the Democratic Party started to go in the wrong direction in this country. Ann Richards, for me, was kind of the measure of what it really means to be a Democrat. She was a populist. She was outspoken on every issue, whether it was the war or women's issues. She was
She didn't have to read
pro-worker.
A poll to know how she felt.
Not at all. She was clearly pro-worker, like you would not believe. She had the issue of race in hand and literally was able to convey and make it clear where you should stand on such an issue. She was just an incredible human being. So America lost one of its prized products when Ann Richards succumbed.
Democratic to Party cancer. Could do worse than to clone her and to start running.
You know, Ann has like several children. Ann had, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 children. And she had obviously dumped her husband. He was quite a lawyer. He was quite a trial lawyer.
Mr. Richards?
Texas. Yep, he was quite a trial lawyer in Texas. He was one of the pioneer and left-wing trial lawyers in the great state of Texas. But he and Ann...
What is it with Texas and lawyers?
I don't understand that question. I resent that.
No, no, I meant that as a good thing. There's a lot of good lawyers coming out of Texas. I was just curious as to why.
But Ann Richards is dead, and a moment of silence is, of course, appropriate in all of America for this true patron of the world, of for the world to see all democracy.
We are a shabbier place today.
I love that, though. Mineola.
He's from Mineola. It was cut through the night like a knife.
And everybody in the room.
Oh, everybody knew exactly who it was. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie. It is 9:15, 7:15. What am I? Oh, man, I'm projecting. 7:15 a.m. We got Marianne Akers coming up in the next segment. We're going to find out what's happening in D.C. Is Congress actually doing anything? They're stalling before they can go home.
You really want to be out here, don't you?
It's 9:15. It's 7:15 a.m. on 9:60. The Quake. John Scott has all the latest headlines.
I can see some guy rushing out to work. Oh, my God, I'm late.
Will and Willie, keeping it real right here.
Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
At 9:60, The Quake. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest in the newsroom. Good morning. Phil Angelides and Governor Schwarzenegger are going to debate, and here's what the two camps came up with. They have to negotiate these things all the way out. Team Angelides has agreed to the format. Both candidates will speak seated from a table as opposed to the traditional stand-behind-the-podium format. The moderator, Stan Statham, is a former Republican assemblyman. The event will happen October 7th, which is the third anniversary of the Gray Davis recall election, and it's odd timing. 6 p.m. on a Saturday night during the Major League Baseball playoffs is guaranteed to keep viewer numbers low. And what does that say about how people vote and who they are? We have a new report from the Public Policy Institute that claims a widening gap in the state's voting demographics threatens to literally weaken our democracy. The Quake, Sal, and Hyatt breaks down. The group of people who regularly go to the polls is shrinking.
California voters tend to be white, richer, older, and more conservative than their non-voting counterparts. 82% of California's adults would be eligible to vote if they were registered, but only 69% are actually registered to vote. The religious and consistent voters fall into a much smaller group. Only about 35% of the adult population votes frequently, and most of its members are white, college graduates age 45 or older, and are people who own their own homes and have incomes of at least 60 grand a year. In contrast, the study from the California Public Policy Institute finds that people that don't vote are predominantly non-white, younger, and they also rent as opposed to owning their homes, and fall into much lower salary categories.
Now Quake traffic at 717 in Hayward. Slow from Alvarado Niles up to Industrial on 880 northbound. Car at the center divide. They have it scooted over on the shoulder now. 580 eastbound before the 98th Avenue off-ramp crash, now on the shoulder. And a solo spin-out on 24 westbound near the central Lafayette exit. And it's blocking the right lane. Dramatically cooler today. Here's an example. Livermore was 95 yesterday. 73 for high today. Cooler everywhere. Highs around 60 at the coast. 60s and 70s around the bay and the mid-70s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Represent your colors. The silver and black with your official customized 2006 Mitsubishi Raider Nation truck from the new East Bay Mitsubishi. Come by and enter for a chance to kick for the brand new 2006 Mitsubishi Raider truck at every Raiders home game.
Truck awarded at the final Raiders home game.
Come by East Bay Mitsubishi and enter for your chance to kick to win at 11858 San Pablo Avenue in El Cerrito. Off Highway 80 by the Del Norte BART station. Visit eastbaymitsubishi.com. 510-992-2000. Mitsubishi, driven to thrill.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com.
Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon. All on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
It's the house you grew up in, and every detail tells a story. On these stairs, Mom gave you your first timeout, although they weren't called timeouts back then.
Mom!
This is the step where she caught you sneaking in after curfew.
Shh!
And here is where she held her first grandchild. But now that she's gotten older, she needs help with those stairs to prepare her meals, to remember her medications. And that's where Pathways comes in. We know what it means to bring a sick or elderly parent home to the house they love. We know the effort and special care required to help them live with dignity. And we can help. With nursing care, with home aides, with safety tips and advice. Pathways Home, Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Nursing. We know home health care inside out. To learn more, call 888-755-7855. Or visit pathwayshealth.org.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
19960,
The Quake, San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station.
The representative from California has the floor.
You can't get dressed up in a hunting jacket, borrow somebody's shotgun, and hire yourself a guide, and go out to somebody's pasture and fake it.
And shoot a 78-year-old lawyer who you mistake for a 6-foot quail in an orange vest.
That was, of course, former Texas Governor Ann Richards. I guess you never lose that. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake at 7:21 a.m. You don't change. You say Texas governor. Do you have to say former Texas governor?
No, I don't. I would never say
Texas governor.
She was
Richards.
A Texas governor. That's what you say. Yeah. That's what she was. She was not a former Texas governor.
No.
She was a Texas governor.
Yes. she too bad she still isn't, instead of Rick Perry. Marianne Akers is going to join us this segment. I think she's actually here with us right now. Marianne, are you there? You're keeping
I'm
it real?
I'm here.
Keep it real with us here.
I am keeping it so real today, man.
Marianne, do you have some coffee?
Maybe? I do.
Can I have some?
Oh. I wish I could pour you a cup.
Oh, you haven't gotten your cappuccino yet, have
I'm
you?
In bad shape. I got the shakes, Mary.
See, when are we going to arrange for me to fly to San Francisco, hang out with you guys in the studio, have a little fun?
Well, we get a hotel we could hook you up with, the Vitale Hotel, where we're going to be tomorrow and all next week.
Well, we'll have to plan ahead a little bit, but, fly me out, show me a good time.
Let me tell you what you should do. You should really come out and check this race for governor out here.
Yeah, I'd love to.
We've got a governor who, if you put on a dark wig, maybe you would be described as hot-blooded Latin type.
Now, Mayor Brown.
No. He's right.
Mr. Angelides, his campaign is responsible for leaking the governor's recorded conversation.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, oh, that's why I referenced it.
Yes.
That's why I thought you read it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we have a.
I missed that.
We have a representative, Representative Garcia, and she, I believe, is Puerto Rican. Right. And in a secret staff meeting, which was recorded so that staff writers could get used to his timing and scan, you know, and hear his language. So they taped the whole meeting. And then our candidate,
Democratic
challenger, somehow hacked into the governor's website and got this and released it to the paper, where the governor says, oh, she's hot-blooded, you know, the Cuban blood and the black blood is in them. And it turns out Angelitas looks worse for leaking it than Schwarzenegger does for saying it.
They have Angelitas.
Well, somebody leaked it.
Yeah, it's Angelitas' campaign.
I think that's great.
And they have him climbing out of a sewer this morning. In a cartoon.
So you're telling me his people have been more successful in trashing the other campaign for leaking his racy comments.
People expect that from Schwarzenegger.
They expect it now, right?
They certainly have tolerated it. And,
now, his constituency are young guys, right? And they think it's pretty cool.
NASCAR guys.
The NASCAR guys. The guys who like the shock jock humor, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they ain't listening to our station.
What's going on in Washington, Marianne?
Well, Cheney had the entire Senate Republican conference in stitches yesterday. He is a real comedian. He goes, every Tuesday, the Senate Republicans get together and have their lunch. In another room, the Senate Democrats get together. And Cheney is often there, though he rarely speaks of these things. He really just doesn't. So he got up and told a joke that he thought went over so well on Meet the Press when he appeared with Russert last Sunday that he wanted to retell it for the entire Senate Republican conference. And it was essentially about his hunting incident with Harry Whittington. Remember, Russert had asked him, have you given up hunting? You still hunting? Cheney said yes, and Russert said, oh, well, then should I be relieved that you didn't bring your shotgun in today? And this is Cheney retelling it to the Republicans, and they were laughing a little about that. And then Cheney said, and I told Russert, I wouldn't worry about it. You're not in season. And, you know, I'm telling you, they were falling all over themselves. This, as he's lobbying them to approve the Bush administration's treatment of detainees at Gitmo and other places.
I wonder how Lindsey Graham, I wonder if Lindsey Graham laughed.
I don't know. That's a good question. But, it, you know, speaking of that legislation, that is the single piece of legislation that the Bush administration wants passed right now.
Is that the wiretap or the treatment of prisoners
of Guantanamo?
Yeah,
this is treatment of detainees. This is treatment of detainees, and it's looking, I mean, there's a real sticking point, and last week the administration and even Republicans on the Hill were much more confident that they would be able to pass something, but they really have significant differences over the president's request essentially for legislation that would codify the administration's treatment of captured terror suspects and tribunals and all of these things that deal with alleged terrorist suspects held at Gitmo and other detention facilities. It's not looking like it's going to be as easy a slam dunk as they thought it would be.
And they're having problems within the Republican Party, right?
Yeah, they thought they had. But now it's looking like they're running into some pretty serious resistance.
Is that opposition being led by Senator Graham, Senator McCain, and who else?
And Warner. Lindsey Graham and John McCain and Warner to a lesser extent, but mainly Graham and McCain want to offer another type of bill. But, you know, it looked like they were pretty much on the same page and they were going to be able to reach out an agreement. But now it's really looking like they may not be able to find any common ground.
But where are the Democrats? Are they with the McCain version, or are they with the president's version?
We're speaking to Marianne Akers from Washington, D.C. She writes a column called Heard on the Hill for Roll Call newspaper, which can be read if you go to rollcall.com and become a subscriber. But she joins us every Thursday here at 960 The Quake.
Well, it's unclear. They certainly don't want the Bush administration's position, Democrats. And it's really unclear yet who would go along with the Graham-McCain approach and what exactly it would be in the end. Because the administration prefers a competing proposal, which is much like the one the Supreme Court struck down, that's moving through the House of Representatives. And it's supported by some more conservative Senate Republicans. So what they really want to do is override the Supreme Court.
Does there appear to be any reaction from either Senator Lieberman or Senator Chafee, both of whom are in serious contests for their own reelection?
Yeah, that's right. Chafee barely won his primary, which I'm assuming had a lot to do with name recognition. His father, the late Senator Chafee, was widely respected on both sides of the aisle. And I think this is one of those cases where name recognition really, really saves him. The guy running against him was a conservative, and that tended to be more about taxes, a group, a tax-cutting group has really tried to ruin Chafee on that issue. I don't know what Chafee has said. He's been really trying to be as cool as a cucumber the past couple of weeks leading up to his primary, which was on Tuesday. So now that he's won that, I think we'll be hearing a lot more from him on where he stands on these issues. But, it's not clear that they're going to be getting any type of detainee, Gitmo.
So they won't even have to come down on the issue in terms of a vote.
He may not have to be recorded on a vote, and that's what Republicans know. Look, this is it. This is the election year. This is make it or break it. And while they're feeling a lot more comfortable now because of the Menendez scandal in New Jersey, it looks like Tom Kane Jr.'s got a real good shot now.
What's the Menendez scandal in New Jersey?
Well, Bob Menendez is now embroiled in this really shady-looking scandal. I mean, let's face it, he's now under investigation by a U.S. attorney. That is not a good thing 60 days out from the election. And it has to do with a nonprofit which he made $300,000 off of in rent while awarding that nonprofit millions of dollars in federal contracts. So basically, I guess what it boils down to is a shady-looking real estate deal.
Yeah, shady.
That might be an operative word.
An over-greedy landlord who just happens to be a U.S. senator.
Exactly. And it's an interesting race because Democrats are openly fretting about it now. In fact, I had a column this week. Congressman Rob Andrews of New Jersey, he wanted to be appointed to that Senate seat when John Corzine left the Senate and became governor. Remember, he appointed Menendez to the Senate seat. Rob Andrews had wanted to be appointed to that Senate seat. He was on Amtrak the other day, and he was chatting loudly on his cell phone, and a source of mine on that Amtrak train called. He had taken copious notes. He told me exactly what Andrews said. He was like, oh, my God, this Menendez scandal is about to break any second. I think it's going to be in the papers tomorrow. Indeed, it was. And Andrews said, we can't handle this. We're still reeling from the Torricelli scandal. Three strikes and you're out. Now, he's referring to Torricelli, who...
Marianne, we got to cut. Can you stick around for another segment, at least part of another segment?
Yes, she's got to finish the story, though, on the opening of the segment.
Okay.
All right. That's Marianne Akers. We got the bottom of the hour. It's news at 7:32 a.m. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake.
Here's the latest from the Quake Newsroom. I'm John Scott. Good morning. Doctors Medical Center is going to shut down its emergency rooms at both its Panola and San Pablo locations, saying that the community-owned health centers are facing a crushing problem. Under and underinsured patient care has drained the facility of its resources. In a meeting last night, the announcement was made, and now Western Contra Costa County doesn't have an emergency room. Not only that, hospital management says that they have to begin downsizing as well, and that may start as early as this morning. We mentioned that it's going to be vastly cooler in the Bay Area throughout the morning compared to yesterday. There are a couple of sides to today's weather. An explanation from the Quake's John Rivers.
The cold front moving from the Gulf of Alaska through Northern California won't bring any moisture to the Sierra, but it is triggering a red flag warning for fire danger because of the strong winds which will arrive with the front. Things are already tinder dry, so the increased wind has fire crews on edge. Now, if you're headed to the Tahoe Basin this weekend, things may be a bit smoky. There's already a large fire burning near Forest Hill in the Sierra, and those strong winds are expected to push the smoke into the Tahoe area.
7:34, let's check the freeways in the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center. 24 westbound near Central Lafayette as we'll begin. First reports of a solo spinout blocking the right lane. We haven't had an update in a few minutes, but there's a definite backup in the area. Also going on at the moment, 880 northbound from Alvarado Niles up to Industrial. Car hit the center divide somewhere in between there and sitting over on the shoulder now. A little backup from an accident that just got cleared a few minutes ago. 580 eastbound at 98th Avenue. 59 bar trains are on time. Bay Bridge metering lights are on. The backup is at the 880 overcrossing. The Hyundai Challenge is in full swing, and people are invited to challenge the status quo and see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. Ready to start your challenge? Head to your Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just go to our website, quakeradio.com. Dramatically cooler today. 60 at the coast, just about. 60s and 70s around the bay and the mid-70s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when... Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S., taxes and fees not included.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-229-1136. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-229-1136. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-229-1136. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-229-1136.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find
find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress discounters.
View from the left for people like us. 960, The Quake.
Have you had enough
of hypocrisy?
Have you had enough
of the spending spree?
Have you had enough of the pain you want to scream and shout?
Yes, it does, yes, it does.
Have you had enough
of the rubber stamp?
Have you had enough
the wire tap?
If you have hit enough, then it's time to throw the rascals out.
We are screaming and shouting here on 960 The Quake. We're doing it with Marianne Akers. She writes the Herd on the Hill column, Roll Call newspaper, which is four times a week. Marianne, you were doing a story about New Jersey. Senator Menendez is in trouble, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is that Menendez is in trouble, and Tom Kane Jr., because he has such amazing name recognition, and that's really all he has if you think about it, because he was an unknown. He had never run for statewide office before until this particular campaign. So because Menendez is in trouble, because the New Jersey Senate seat for Democrats is in trouble, the whole balance of power is in trouble for them. It could hinge on this one race.
You talked about the three strikes. You talked about Torricelli. You talked about Menendez being the third strike. Who's the second?
McGreevy.
Oh, yes.
Governor McGreevy.
Oh, he was the governor who had to resign because he was gay?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, he made it look like he had to resign because he was gay, but he had to resign because he was giving his gay lover all this preferential treatment, a cushy job in the administration.
He was an aide.
Over at Homeland Security. So improper use of his position and his office. But it was odd because when he had that news conference that day with his wife standing there next to him and he announced he had been living a lie and was actually gay, he made it look like it was a gay thing, not a
misfeasance.
And what about the attorney general? She just resigned.
Right.
In New Jersey.
Yeah. New Jersey's got some issues, shall we say. Okay, but then back, you know, nationally, I know you guys probably wanted to talk about the terror stuff with the president's speech this week, the 9/11 stuff, and the reaction to it. And the Republicans are gaining a lot of traction on the terror talk.
Yes, they are. I am finding that in the streets of San Francisco.
All these polls are 2 weeks behind the public sentiment. So you got the poll that was 2 weeks behind the Heathrow airplane thing, and then the dust settled, and the poll's just getting the dust. And now you got Bush doing a week-long thing, and the dust's going to settle in 2 weeks. The polls in 2 weeks are still going to have the Republicans up, but it's going to weigh down on them. Every day that it says 100 kids died in Iraq, every day that's going to weigh down even more.
Well, we'll see, because, you know, only in the past couple of days since the president gave his speech, which was, what, Monday, that was the anniversary, just since then he's bumped up 5 percentage points in the polls, and it's terror, 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 and the Republicans are united on the Hill about talking about this. Now you have John Boehner claiming that Democrats are, quote, more interested in protecting terrorists than in protecting the American people. And, of course, you have Pelosi and other Democrats going nuts over his comment. But that kind of rhetoric works for Republicans. It has in the past, and it continues to work for them.
We're going to get out of here. We get another guest on the line. We want to thank you, Marianne Akers, and I hope you're wrong on this. I hope that the groundswell, that he's gone to the well one too many times. But you take care, and we'll talk to you next week.
And I'm on my way to New Jersey.
All right. That was Marianne Akers. You can read her column. It's called The Herd on the Hill. Go to rollcallmag.com. And she writes three or four times a week.
And obviously writes a good column.
Oh, it's a great
she's
column.
She's got spies out there using cell phones.
Apparently on Amtrak.
Hey, Marianne, I just overheard. This guy has a stock tip.
And she's our scoop. On the line right, with us right now is a gentleman that you know. Mr. Mike Casey is with us.
Hey, Michael.
Mr. Mayor, how are you?
Congratulations.
Hey, thanks a lot, Willie.
Oh, man. 2 years of your blood, sweat, and tears.
Well, it's been our members' blood, sweat, and tears. They've really gone to the limit on this.
Mike Casey, you are the leader of what union? Is it Unite Here?
Local 2 in San Francisco.
Local 2, and you guys have negotiated a contract with how many hotels? How many were you striking?
Well, it's 13 hotels in the multi-employer group, although this contract sets the pattern for about 35 or 40 others. That altogether, there's 4,200 workers in these hotels, and there's another 5,000 who have been waiting for these contracts to get settled so we can move on to the next ones.
Well, Michael, you've had a working relationship with a hotel that we struggle with for many years, but over the last 2 years, you've had a great working relationship with Marriott. Yes. Does this contract match the standard of what you gained at Marriott?
What?
Hello?
Oh, we lost him.
Oh, we lost him.
Tell me though.
Well,
I didn't think that I could work at Marriott.
No. Marriott, downtown Marriott, is the hotel that is and has been all doing this strat.
The only union Marriott in the country,
that's
right?
That's right. The only union Marriott in the country. And I got to tell you something. I'm very proud of that. When the Omni wanted to build a hotel on the corner of California and Montgomery, I managed to get us car check neutrality that's applicable to all hotels in the city.
You still got that, Mike Casey?
Yes, absolutely. We passed an ordinance under Mayor Brown's leadership that would have required new hotels that in which the city retains proprietary interests that the operator would have to recognize the union after a majority of union workers signed union cards. It's the groundbreaking legislation. And what we were trying to do with this contract was extend those same rights to other hotel companies and into San Mateo County, which we achieved.
Good. Well, I really want to congratulate you because I know exactly what you went through, all those calls that we made to try to move those guys who were the absentee owners into position. Again, Michael, it was your membership, those people who turned the bed sheets, those people who wait the tables that actually did it.
That's right. No, our members have done quite an extraordinary thing. It's remarkable, and it's testimony to solidarity and perseverance. They set their sights on a goal 2 years ago and have never wavered in taking a look at or making sure that we achieve those goals. My hat's off to the members of Local 2, and the struggle goes on because we're still fighting for contracts, as I say, elsewhere in San Francisco as well as in other cities.
I ask you, as we lost your contact about the Marriott, I recall that we had some great demonstrations in front of the Marriott, and finally, of course, they settled, and during the course of this track, most of the meetings that we've been holding publicly here in the city have been there. This new contract, is it equal to or better than the one you already have with the Marriott?
Yes, it actually exceeds the Marriott contract, and it sets a new standard. And in fact, the Marriott contract is up right now, so it's actually ironic that for 7 years we were boycotting the Marriott, and then over the last 2 years, as we boycotted these other hotels, all the business went back to the Marriott. Now we're going to be having to take a look at the Marriott, and hopefully the Marriott and the other hotels will sign on to this. Otherwise, we'll be back out in front, I guess, of the Marriott in the coming weeks.
Now, I don't think you're going to have to, Michael. I think the hotels have had their fill of your demonstrations.
Well, I sure hope so.
Congratulations, Mike Casey, President of Local 2. You're at the airport. Buddy, where are you off to?
Yeah, I'm actually, we have negotiations in Hawaii. I've got to help them. So I'm going to be there for 2 days, and then I got to come back, and we have meetings next week that we're planning for the next phase of this campaign. But I'm helping out with the local in Honolulu right now.
How can you do all of this and still serve on the commission? Are you still on the commission?
No, I'm not on that commission right now, so I got a reprieve on that.
Oh, good.
Oh,
you'd never wanted that job anyway, Michael.
Casey, when you get back, can we have you on the air? Can we have you live?
You betcha.
Want to talk and find out how labor negotiations actually happen in the sixth year of the 21st century.
No, I'd love to do it. There's a lot of stuff happening in the labor movement today, and I think this is going to be regarded, not just this campaign in San Francisco, but across the country, what's going on in Chicago and Toronto and other cities, as well as Honolulu, is actually one of the first times that we've tried to reverse what happened down in Southern California with the grocery workers. Because, you know, you just can't take on these global corporations anymore with local or regional strategies, and that's what we're learning, and that's what we're trying to apply.
Well, we have to applaud Unite Here and Local 2, both of you, for striking out in new directions. It's about time.
Great. Well, thanks a lot.
And don't get addicted to Hawaii.
No, don't worry.
Yeah, have fun in Honolulu.
I'm in and out, you know, just seeing the inside of meeting rooms and then a red eye back.
Surgical strike to Hawaii. There are worse ways to live. Mike Casey, president of Unite Here, Local 2, talking to us and keeping it real with Will and Willie. Coming up, the burst of Durst in the 8 o'clock hour, we have Forrest Hill, Dr. Forrest Hill, who's running for Secretary of State here in California, Bob Somerville joining us, and Bruce Brugman at 9 o'clock. All here, keeping it real. John Scott has all the latest headlines on 960 The Quake.
What are you listening to?
At 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the Quake Newsroom.
Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
The quotable quote from Ann Richards, her very good friend over the years, Molly Ivins, the columnist, says she don't know if Richards came up with that herself or if someone else wrote it, but it was delivered with panache and was one of the great political lines of our era. Texas Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson, for one, says Ann Richards, despite her being on the other side of the aisle, never lost her zest for life, and she had a lot of respect for her. Richards, who went from homemaker to national political celebrity, passed last night after a battle with cancer. Former Texas governor was 73. Governor Schwarzenegger has vetoed legislation that would have required Walmart and other large employers to provide health care benefits for their employees or pay into a state health fund. In the veto message, Schwarzenegger said the bill was the wrong approach to tackling spiraling health care costs. Here's what's happening in traffic at the moment. 751 in Oakland, 880 southbound at High Street, crash blocking the left lane. Two-car crash now over on the shoulder just before North Livermore Avenue. It's on westbound 580. And they just cleared a crash a few minutes ago from 24 westbound at the Central Lafayette exit. Definite backup in the area, and as usual, it's always sluggish in the 680 interchange up to the tunnel anyway. Metering lights are on, and the backup is past the 880 overcross. Dramatically cooler today. It was in the mid-90s inland yesterday. Today, 70s. Highs around 60 at the coast and 60s and 70s around the bay. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when? Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, a sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed. But recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Hey, open up your screen because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flav with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit ExoticEroticBall.com. That's ExoticEroticBall.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service? Not only will you experience the latest advances in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Do you have HD digital radio yet? If not, you're not hearing all this station has to offer. That's because with HD radio, you get dramatically enhanced sound and new program choices. At Crutchfield.com, finding the HD radio tuner that fits your car is a breeze. Choose the model and year of your car, and they'll show you HD radio products that fit your vehicle. And Crutchfield sends installation guides and gear with most HD radio purchases for free. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD digital radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
960 The Quake, the Bay Area's home for the Air America Network.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavian.com to find out about their latest specials, sales, and events. I bet a lot of you shake yourselves awake at night thinking that I got myself a cruise gig here. And you know what? You are right, my friend. There are worse ways to make a living than by going on the radio and attempting to make people laugh out loud on purpose against their will. And I gotta admit, these days, with Mayor Brown as my esteemed partner, I rarely break a sweat. Of course, merely transcribing the latest follies of our so-called representatives is enough to put a smirk on most of the stone statues in the rotunda. It's like spearfishing in a bathtub, penalty kicking without a goalie, or hooker hunting in Hollywood. But I'm working stone cracking hard compared to the lucky folks who earn their livelihood by reviewing movies. Look in any paper, and you'll see nice things said about movies that you'd rather poke your eyes out with jagged pieces, rusty aluminum, than watch. Believe it or not, someone even said nice things about Deuce Bigalow, European Gigolo. Not only do you get to see movies for free, but you also gain that sixth sense, only viable in Hollywood, that enables you to hear a free oyster fall in the snow. Hey, Richard Roper can do it. How hard can it be? So if you ever hear that this gig has fallen away from me and you wonder where I am, it'll be in a darkened movie theater looking to get my name in the ad for Deuce Bigalow, American Gigolo 3. And that's your burst of Durst for today. Not very political.
No, not at all. And you notice there was no applause.
Yeah. You're right.
That's just my observation.
Yeah, very good.
I think the guys back there who push the buttons and what have you, they must have fallen asleep.
I wonder what they mean by that.
Yes. Deuce Bigelow, part 3.
I think that was an editorial comment in himself.
Yes, I love
that. And speaking of movies, we got 1 minute here, but there's time enough to speak of Mr. Sean Penn, who is about to get busted in Ontario, Canada, for lighting up inside a hotel at a press conference for his new movie, All the President's Men, and they want to charge him $105, but it's Canadian, so it's no big deal.
Well, he just won't go back.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be outstanding. He'll be like Roman Polanski, who can't come back here.
Yeah.
Sean can't go back to Canada.
That's a little difference. 14-year-old girl is lighting up a lucky.
You know, I've met him, and I met her as well.
Good. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960. The Quake coming up. The next segment, Dr. Forrest Hill, right for Secretary of State in California on 960. The Quake.
Are your payments too high? Call Brico now. Do you need cash fast? Call Brico now. Do you need help with your credit? Call Brico now. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call Brico now at 800-314-3043. Brico is a direct lender and specializes in working with credit challenges and getting you cash fast. Contact them at mybrico.com or call today 800-314-3043. They are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
There's one constant in the world. It's always changing. Good thing your library's there to help you keep up, refine your job skills, update your business, or take on new technology. Visit the San Francisco Public Library today to see how they can help you change your world at your library. A message from the Campaign for America's Libraries and the San Francisco Public Library.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. President Bush took a rare trip to Capitol Hill this morning. CNN's Lisa Goddard tells us it was a combination of politics and policy.
That's right, Jim. As President Bush walked out of the Capitol Hill meeting just minutes ago, reporters fired away. But the president stuck to an upbeat statement.
Had a great visit with House members, House Republican members.
The theme of this meeting was security, especially the president's proposal for military tribunals at Guantanamo Bay.
I reminded them that the most important job of government is to protect the homeland.
A House committee passed those tribunal plans yesterday, but there's Senate opposition, and the president knows his popularity and his legacy could be on the line. Reporting live, Lisa Goddard, CNN, Capitol Hill.
The U.S. military says a senior al-Qaeda terrorist has been caught in Iraq. U.S. Major General William Caldwell says the man is a personal associate of the new al-Qaeda leader in the country and was running a terrorist operation in Fallujah.
He is known to have directly participated in numerous terrorist acts, including kidnappings and executions, and others contributing to sectarian violence throughout the city.
The government reports retail sales were up just 0.2% in August. That corresponds to the rising price of gas and higher interest rates. Britt Beamer of America's Research Group says there's also another reason for the fall off in sales.
Our numbers show that 55% of households tell us that they've seen a $15 to $20 increase in their grocery bill this year compared to a year ago.
CNN's Jane King reports troubles with the Segway personal transporter.
Segway is recalling all 23,500 of the scooters it has shipped to date because of a software glitch that can make its wheels unexpectedly reverse direction, causing riders to fall off.
The company says it'll provide a free software upgrade to fix the problem. Tropical storm Lane is hitting Acapulco, Mexico with rain and wind. Streets are flooded. Forecasters fear mudslides along the Pacific coast of Mexico. The storm is following basically the same path as Hurricane John earlier this month. This is CNN Radio.
The online survey results are in. You win. The new fall season debuts September 18th on KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 960, The Quake.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed. But recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quick listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period, or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
Hey there, it's 8:04. I'm John Scott. This report brought to you by the Hyundai Challenge. Livermore is where we'll begin. 580 westbound, just after North Livermore. Crash now pushed over to the shoulder. San Francisco on northbound 101. Looks like at Vermont Street, right in front of Hospital Curve there. Motorcycle down, blocking a lane. It's on the right shoulder. They'll get an ambulance or whatever there in a few minutes. Two-car crash blocking the left lane, and it's slow on 680 southbound between the Concord Avenue off-ramp and the 24 interchange. And a serious overturn in Redwood City, 280 southbound after Farm Hill. Ambulance rolling to that as well. The Hyundai Challenge is in full swing, and everyone's invited to challenge the status quo and see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. Ready to start your challenge? Head to your Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. You can check real-time local traffic anytime and our new program schedule for the new fall season. Just visit quakeradio.com. This morning's top stories in 10 minutes. Keeping it real with Will and Willie now on 960 The Quake.
Coming at you from deep beneath the catacombs of the Willie Brown Communications Center, we are keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake at 8:05 a.m. And tomorrow, starting tomorrow, and all day next week, Mr. Brown, we are transcribing live from the Vitale Hotel at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero, inviting everybody to come down. You'll get your real cappuccino tomorrow.
Which is the only place I'm comfortable with in the world of broadcasts. Hanging out in hotels is kind of my life, so I'm better there. But unfortunately, you know, next week I may be in New York for at least 3 of the 5 days.
But you'll still be broadcasting.
Oh, I will broadcast from New York, absolutely, directly from Times Square, wherever that is. That's not a bad studio in New York.
Rockefeller Center, yeah.
It's Rockefeller Center. We go down there and we do the number from there. And the hours are just wonderful.
I know, it's 10 to 1.
10 o'clock.
Very civilized.
Yeah, you go in and you eat breakfast and you have your cappuccino, your croissant, your freshly squeezed orange juice.
You get time to read the paper.
That's right. You read the paper and then you go in and you do your 3 hours. You come off at 1 o'clock and you go straight to lunch.
You still got time to see a matinee.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all part
of the
deal.
You can go and see Broadway.
Normal life. Not 4:30 in the morning.
I know. I totally understand. I cleave under people now.
We're being rude. We got a man here in the studio with us.
We do.
Been kind enough.
We
to
have
drop by
Dr. Forrest Hill.
Well, thanks for having me.
He's a busy candidate for the state
of California.
Secretary of State.
Yes. Yeah. And off radio, we were discussing, Paul said, Dr. Forest Hill. He said, no, I'm Forest Hill. So I then turned to him and said, you know, that what you just said, that's a rarity. People who have academic credentials that are at the PhD level normally insist upon being called doctor. And I said, Forrest, I always say to them, is that your first name? And he said, listen, let me tell you something. I want to be called Forrest Hills. That's my name. Yeah. Period.
Only my mother calls me doctor. She thinks that's my first name.
Well, your mother is so proud.
Yeah, I think she wish I'd be doing something else. But
you know, mothers are funny. My mother was so concerned about the profession that I chose, the law and politics. And she's incredibly religious, and she couldn't, just didn't understand why I ever became a lawyer and a politician. So my sister told me that people would ask her at home, what is your son doing out in California? She's Texan. So what is your son doing out in California? He works for the government. I'm a mailman, mama.
Well, now you are the government.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Oh, still in spirit.
But you want to be. Is this your adventure into politics? Is your first time?
Well, it's the first time running, but I've worked on national, state, and local elections before. So I've been very involved in politics, and I've also been very interested in election reform. I've done quite a bit of writing on it. And as someone who has an environmental background, my training is as a marine biologist, I just have come to the conclusion that scientists need to get involved in politics. And that's really what sort of pushed me into this. I got involved, of course, I'm running for the Green Party, and I know that for some people that's a little bit outside the mainstream.
What office are you
for about? Secretary of State. And the reason for Secretary of State, of course, is it deals with voting systems. And I honestly.
Before you go there, though,
okay.
Why don't you tell us, as listening audience, why you chose the Green Party? There are the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the two mainstream parties.
That's right.
That attract more voters than almost anybody else in most cases.
Right.
But you've chosen the Green Party.
Well,
why the Green Party?
Because I got involved with Ralph Nader's election in 2000. I was very taken by his election. I had actually kind of gotten out of politics for about 10 years when I went back to school. And I have always believed that we need a multi-party system in this country. We are really the last Western democracy that does not have a multi-party system. And I think it's imperative that, first of all, I believe with what the Green Party stands for. I honestly believe that we are a party about not just saying we need environmental protection, but we need to look at our economic system and move to a sustainable economic society if we're going to actually protect the environment and make sure that we have resources for future generations. I believe that we need to have corporate money out of politics, and the Green Party stands for that very strongly. I think that there are a lot of good people, for example, running in the Democratic Party. For example, yourself, Mr. Mayor, and Mark Lanell here, who I think is terrific. But I make a distinction between that and where I see sort of the major parties going. And I think we have to agree that voter turnout in this country is dismal and going down. In fact, the Public Policy Institute report that you just talked about says that really only 12 million adults are actually registered in both mainstream parties. That's about 43% of the electoral of the adults in this state are in the mainstream party.
Voting eligible.
Yes. And the point is that people aren't voting. If they're joining now, they're either becoming independents. I think people are looking for choices. We need to create voting systems that will allow people to have to be able to vote for who they really believe in without feeling like, oh, my God, if I do that, I'm electing someone I don't like or I can't stand. Only in America do we have that kind of system. So I believe that being on the outside in the Green Party is very important to give another perspective, an outside, a third-party perspective to our system. I believe that we need to move to a voting system so that Greens and Democrats, many who are similar on a lot of issues, can work together on pushing forward to creating an economic society that is just, an environmental society that will be sustainable, a society that will deal with our racial problems, and so forth. So I've decided that I think it's better for me to be on the outside because I think history has shown most change comes from outside the two parties. The Democrats tend to be the ones that do a very good job at pulling those people for change in, but it's really agitation from the outside, and we should have parties that represent those people in the streets or people who are working in their communities for change.
That voice you hear is the voice of Forrest Hill. He's the Green Party candidate for Secretary of State. He's joining us on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake.
Feel free to call us as well. The number is 866-960-5753. You're running, Forrest, in a state that has some 36 million people.
Correct.
You're running in a state in which it's nothing to drop $15 to $20 million in an unsuccessful effort to get them one elected to public office. Tell us a little bit about the mechanics of your candidacy and how you, and what kind of money you intend to raise. And since you said you're not accepting corporate contributions, where do you go to get elected in a state this big requiring television, television, television?
Well, that, right. Yeah, and that, of course, that's the problem. Now, I am actually raising money. I'll tell you where I'm raising money. I'm raising money in the gay community. I'm actually have a large fundraiser next Monday, the 18th, right around the corner here at 260 King Street. A lot of well-known lawyers, some of them from a broad political perspective, are throwing the fundraiser. I'm trying to raise, you know, in the range of $100,000 to $150,000. You're right, that's not anywhere near the type of money that is typically raised for the governor's race. Now, Secretary of State, I'll tell you, first of all, a lot of people don't even know we have a Secretary of State. I already have TV ads. My goal is to get the TV ads out to as many stations as possible. I'm running a radio ad here on your station.
You already have TV ads, huh?
Well, I have them produced, so
yeah,
they're just they're ready to go. I've, you know, one thing...
Got them banked.
One thing about a third-party candidate, I'll tell you this. It's true, people in the major parties will spend millions and millions and millions of dollars, but they hire, you know, consultants who charge, you know, as you know, quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
We figure out ways to do things a lot cheaper. We use grassroots as much as possible. But you're right, you can't run a real grassroots campaign in California. So I plan to get out ads as much as possible. My goal is to take the next step. We need to talk about election reform that I think is not being talked about. If I can reach a certain amount of people, and I can start bringing them into the party, but also start pushing this issue of election reform that we need to have really happen in this state.
Hasn't the Democratic candidate, Deborah Bowen, who, forgive me for playing the devil's advocate here, but aren't you acting as a spoiler? Do we not run the risk of, if enough people vote for you and pull votes away from Deborah Bowen, the Democratic candidate for Secretary of State, does that not mean the possibility Bruce McPherson, the Republican,
as allegedly was the case in Florida, with Al Gore and Ralph Nader.
Right. Well, I'm trying to take votes from Bruce McPherson and Deborah Bowen and the Libertarian and the Peace and Freedom Party person who's running. I'm trying to take votes for them all because I believe that I have a different platform than what they're running on.
So you actually think that people from the Republican Party will vote for you instead of Bruce McPherson?
Well, Bruce McPherson is pulling some Democratic support. The teachers union is supporting him. I saw some Democratic, her name is Frey, the woman who ran for mayor in San Diego. She's supporting McPherson. She's a Democrat. I think it's not that cut. Right. I think it's not, maybe that's what he's going for, the surfer Democratic vote. Maybe, I don't know. And maybe the surfers are going to be the spoilers in this election. I think this talk about spoilers, by the way, is really the wrong focus. Focus is, do we have a democracy or not? Do people have the right to vote for who they believe in or not? And if you don't like the system that we have, you know, you guys, the Democrats are in power in this state. I mean, if you don't like the system, you could easily implement a system of instant runoff voting like you have here in San Francisco for executive office, and you wouldn't have to have this problem. So I would turn it back on the Democrats and say, look, if you don't like the system, change it. But I think to say that we shouldn't have other parties running because someone's going to spoil the election just says we really shouldn't have a democracy.
The voice you hear is Mr. Forrest Hill, Dr. Forrest Hill. He's has a doctorate in marine biology?
That's correct.
And he's running for Secretary of State here in California on the Green Party. And we're taking your phone calls. In the next segment, you can ask Forrest Hill any question you want. And the number you should call is 866-960-5753. 866-960-5753. Help us keep it real with Will and Willie and Forrest here on 960 The Quake. John Scott has all the latest headlines at 8:16 a.m. John?
17 now at 960 The Quake. Here's the latest from the newsroom. A state audit accuses Governor Schwarzenegger's office of being slow to spend the tens of millions of dollars it receives in federal emergency preparedness grants. The report released this week says the state has been awarded just short of $1 billion in federal homeland security grants, but as the end of June, it's only spent less than half of that. You may have heard on the Will and Willie show this morning that thousands of service workers at 13 San Francisco hotels will be changing sheets and not hitting the streets on picket lines any longer. We have a few more details on this week's tentative agreement. Here's the Quake's Andy Jordan.
Working 2 years without a contract, hotel workers had threatened another strike, and that prospect was apparently enough to hammer out a tentative five-year deal for more than 4,000 hotel workers. It would give them small raises and better health care. Union shop negotiator Arlen Rush has cancer, and a current $2,000 insurance cap has been tough, but the new deal doubles that cap.
We get $4,000 a year instead of $2,000. That's a tremendous help to me. You know, I'm able now to afford to get my meds.
This new deal is retroactive back to 2004 and means for the average San Francisco hotel worker earning about $30,000 a year, their salary would go up about $6,000 at the end of the contract in 2009.
Quake traffic at 818 in Concord on 680 southbound down to the 24 interchange. There's been a crash that's been there for a while. CHP hasn't updated, but it's going to be slow anyway. And in Oakland, still reporting a left lane blocked at High Street and 880 southbound. Redwood City overturn. The ambulance will be there in a minute if it's not there already on 280 southbound after Farm Hill. Bay Bridge metering lights on back up now to the foot of the maze. Our weather forecast. Dramatically cooler today. It was in the 90s inland yesterday. All those locations in the 70s today. So we'll be around 60 at the coast. Sunny 60s and 70s around the bay, mid-70s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hey, open up your screen because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flame, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and fancy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit exoticeroticball.com. That's exoticeroticball.com. For best value, get your ticket now.
Introducing Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service. Experience the latest in new phone technology at a price you'll love. With Comcast Digital Voice, you'll be able to keep your current number and your current phone. Plus, you'll also receive unlimited local and long-distance service, 12 of the most popular calling features, plus voicemail, and the ability to check your voicemail online. Comcast has all of the features you've been looking for at a price you've been waiting for. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Fighting breast cancer takes legwork. Join in the fight against this disease at City of Hope San Francisco Walk for Hope to Cure Breast Cancer on Saturday, October 14th. Register today at walkforhope.org.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-229-1136. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-229-1136. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-229-1136. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-229-1136.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com or call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE.
Now, 960 The Quake, the state of our union, with one difference. We tell the truth.
Can with the survivor.
Yeah. Maybe tomorrow.
8:22 a.m. here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. I'm Will Durst. Mayor Brown is here, as is Secretary of State candidate from the Green Party for the state of California, Mr. Dr. Forrest Hill. And
Forrest.
We have Forrest. Mr. Hill, I grew up weird. We got a question for you from John in Mill Valley. John, you're keeping it real with Will and Willie. Welcome to 960 The Quake. Do you have a question?
Yes, good morning. I was wondering if we can restore the open primary election where you can, where anyone in any party can vote for any candidate. In the early 90s, we voted in a proposition that allowed us to do that.
Yeah, that lasted for what, one election? I think.
It lasted a couple elections, I think, as I recall. But most recently, I had to go to my local registrar's office, county office, to get a different ballot because my independent ballot didn't really have anything to vote on. But I had to choose from Republican, Democrat, or Green. And
I registered as an independent, so they slid me into this party called the American Independent Party,
which you probably don't want to be on,
which is a little to the right of Pol Pot.
No kidding.
So I wasn't able to vote, so I re-registered as do you have an answer?
Yeah, two comments on that. First, about the open primary, you know, Secretary of State especially, I think, should be almost a nonpartisan position.
Exactly.
And I actually like the way that we do our elections for superintendent of public schools. In the primary, it's basically a nonpartisan race. In the last one we just had, we had five people running, and the way it works is if somebody gets 50% of the vote in the primary, well, then they win the election.
50 plus 1,
thank you. Keeping it real. Okay, 50 plus 1. If not, you take the two top vote-getters, and then, in a sense, you have a runoff.
Regardless of which party they're in.
Regardless of which party. And, in fact, and the interesting thing, let me tell you, the Green, we had five people running in the last election. The Green came in second with 17%. Almost, she got 800,000 votes, Sarah Knopp, and she spent $3,000. So
wow.
It's very interesting that she did so well. Now, she got on a couple people's endorsement list, and that was really enough, I think, to really push your campaign. So I like this idea for Secretary of State. I believe especially making this office nonpartisan, because I think the fight to make changes in election reform are going to have to be someone who is not so ingrained in the political system, because those who are, you know, really partisan, for them, the system is working. We need people outside the system, I think, are going to change the system. And I just want to say one quick thing about your choice on independence. It's really amazing, but in this state, it's almost impossible for an independent to run for governor or any state legislature. The number of signatures they need to get on the ballot is incredibly high, and yet it's over 20%, I believe, that are registered decline of state, as we call it here. That just seems crazy, outrageous. In some states,
as Secretary of State, you could change that.
Yes, right. We need that. Those ballot access and the laws need to be changed.
Mr. Brown, you had a question for him?
Well, I am alarmed at the idea that I might lose the speakership with this open primary stuff. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about nonpartisan race for Secretary of State. Yeah.
Well, there are some offices that should not be elective, as a matter of fact. People, the qualifications for certain slots in electoral in the government doesn't always lend itself to the choice being determined by the voters.
But I really
think that people should be talented in certain discipline areas rather than through the electoral process. Most people, for an example, who are voting for somebody who says controller, they got no idea what the controller is or what the controller does, and many times a person elected controller has got no idea what the controller does. So there are some jobs that really don't necessarily lend themselves. For an example,
like the governor.
What a shot.
Only for the last 2.5 years.
No, but a job like city attorney. Why would you think that you can elect a city attorney? Either you have some threshold requirements at the outset, academically and by training, etc., for that job, or, as an alternative, that person should be hired. Not unlike the controller for the city and county of San Francisco. That's an appointment the mayor makes, and it's based on qualifications.
But when you run for city attorney, don't you have to prove to the general public that you do have the qualifications and the needed requirements?
Well, but your job is, frankly, one that
requires you to manage a law office more than go in and do plea bargaining or whatever else you might do as a lawyer. And so there are some jobs that I don't think ought to be elected. For an example, I have an aversion against elected school boards. Right now in San Francisco, we have an elected school board. We don't have the diversity that is San Francisco on that school board.
I'll tell you one reason why. Because about at least a third of the parents have kids in that school are here legally, but they're non-citizens. They're not allowed to vote. You know, if you want to have more diversity, if you want to have representation of who's on the school board, you should have non-citizen voting in San Francisco, which you actually did have an initiative. I'm not one for always appointing positions because the problem is, and there is a trade-off here, because the problem with appointing positions, of course, is that you can get cronyism. You can get people appointed to positions that are not necessarily qualified, but because they happen to know the person that's elected, they're in.
Just look at FEMA on a national level.
Right, so, I mean, but there's trade-offs. I'm not saying that there's...
But if you have approval to be done by the people,
who are
either through the representative process or otherwise, mm-hmm. you can short-circuit some of those kinds of objections. I share your view. I do believe that a person who is the appointed authority ought to make sure that his or her appointments reflect good judgment, the hiring of a CEO or any of those kinds of things.
866-960-5753 is our number here in 960 The Quake. Forrest Taylor is our guest, Green Party candidate for Secretary of State in California. Listen, we got time for one more call. Mark in Alameda, you're welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Hey, thank you very much. I just wanted to say, actually a comment for Forrest. I want to say I show solidarity with you. I know it sounds kind of old school, but I voted for Nader in the 2000 election for exactly the reasons that you outlined. I think we need more choices, not less choices. I think the idea of the spoiler candidate is a false idea. And I just want to say keep going, don't give up, and maybe I'm going to read the book and see what everyone stands for, and if I agree with you, then the Greens are going to get my vote. Thanks.
All right, Forrest, in response to his question,
sure.
Why don't you also comment about your concept of electoral reform?
All right, well, I think my concept is a couple, there's a couple parts. First of all, because the Secretary of State's the chief elections officer, we got to make sure that all votes are accurately counted and everyone has an equal opportunity to vote. I'm the only one that's proposing a solution, which is this. We need a single uniform voting system in this state that is administered by a nonpartisan election system.
In every precinct.
In every precinct. That's how it's done in every country around the world. In fact, if you have international observers, they will not certify an election unless you're using a single voting system. We expect other countries to have their elections certified. Why is it that we don't have a voting system here that would never be certified by international observers? We need a single system that is controlled by a nonpartisan election commission working with the Secretary of State and the local registrars. I believe that then as far as the, you know, that right there will go a long ways to solving a lot of problems that people are worrying about. Right now what we have is a decentralized, privatized system, or we're moving more and more to that, where every county has a different system. The code for the computers are owned by, you know, different companies. This is not the way we need to go. We need to have people believe that there's transparency and they can have faith in their vote. Also, with a unified system, you can make sure we have adequate polling places in all communities. That's not what we have now, and we need to really sit down and train and professionalize a network of poll workers to make sure that all polls are efficiently run. I think all of these sorts of things can be done in this age. We should have no problems with having accurate counts of the vote and making sure all people have an equal opportunity to vote.
Forrest, what about online voting? Why can't I just stay home and cast my vote?
Well, you know,
Oregon's doing it, right?
Here's the thing. People keep saying, well, we need to increase voter turnout by making it simpler for people to vote. Well, we've pushed absentee ballots. We're now going through touchscreen voting. It is much simpler to vote now than it was 50 years ago. And I'll tell you, voter turnout over the last 50 years has plummeted. The answer is not putting all these conveniences in, especially because many of those conveniences are very questionable. You know, even sending out lots of absentee ballots. I worked in mail-in elections in Oakland, and I know you have people that are filling out 5 and 6 ballots for example, senior citizens and sending them in. That's not the way to have, you know, secure elections.
Really? How do you get to do that? I'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
Forrest Hill, candidate for Secretary of State, California Green Party.
As you segue out, how about
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday for voting.
I'm for that. Weekend voting, make it a holiday, and let's get
state holiday.
Also, election day registration. That's been shown to increase voter
same
turnout.
Day registration.
That's right.
And
same
I want bars open 24 hours on voting day.
Okay.
He didn't respond to that one.
Yes,
yeah, but that was a very quiet, almost scientific research.
He was
I'm a scientist. I have to think it out first.
Absolutely.
You know, go back and talk to my colleagues.
Forrest Hill, candidate for Green Party. Secretary of State, good luck, man.
All right, thank you very much.
November
7th.
Forrest, nice to meet you.
54 days.
All right.
That was an honor.
Counting. Coming up, we have Bob Summerby, DailyHowler.com. Joining us, bottom of the hour, John Scott, news, traffic, weather, all here. You get it all on 960 The Quake.
It's 8:33 at 960 The Quake. Here's the latest from the Quake newsroom. Phil Angelides and Governor Schwarzenegger will debate, and after they debated about the rules, here's what they came up with. Team Angelides has agreed to the format, which will have both candidates speak from behind a table and sitting down, and as opposed to the traditional stand-behind-the-podium format. The moderator will be a former Republican assemblyman. That's what Team Schwarzenegger wanted. The event's going to happen on October 7th. It's not only the third anniversary of the recall election, it's going to be at 6 o'clock on a Saturday night during the Major League Baseball playoffs, an absolute guarantee that viewer numbers will be dismally low. A new report from the Public Policy Institute claims that a widening gap in our voting demographics in California threatens to weaken the entire foundation of our democracy. Not too dramatic, the Quake's Ellen Hyatt reports. The group of people who regularly vote continues to shrink.
California voters tend to be white, richer, older, and more conservative than their non-voting counterparts. 82% of California's adults would be eligible to vote if they were registered, but only 69% are actually registered to vote. The religious and consistent voters fall into a much smaller group. Only about 35% of the adult population votes frequently, and most of its members are white, college graduates age 45 or older, and are people who own their own homes and have incomes of at least $60,000 a year. In contrast, the study from the California Public Policy Institute finds that people that don't vote are predominantly non-white, younger, and they also rent as opposed to owning their homes and fall into much lower salary categories.
Let's get the latest traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center at 8:34, brought to you this time by Table for Six. We're not there with you, but we feel your pain. Highway 4 out of Antioch, the crummiest ride in the Bay Area. Another accident just like there is every day. It's just after Willow Pass Road. Between A Street and Willow Pass, it's a crawl. 101 northbound, a hospital curve. Coming into the city, one lane blocked with a two-car crash at least. 92 westbound at 101, two-car crash down the center divide. In South City on 101 southbound, looks like on the right shoulder, just after Millbrae Avenue is where that accident's located. Call Table for Six Total Adventures today and meet someone amazing this weekend. No one matches more friendly, good-looking singles than Table for Six. Find your happiness this weekend. Call today or visit tableforsix.com. It's your life. Live it. You can check real-time local traffic and the new fall season on The Quake. Our program schedule posted right now at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. It's 8:35 at 960 The Quake.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when... Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at MetroPCS.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S., taxes and fees not included.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed But recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Company at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Do you have HD digital radio yet? If not, you're not hearing all this station has to offer. That's because with HD radio, you get dramatically enhanced sound and new program choices. At Crutchfield.com, finding the HD radio tuner that fits your car is a breeze. Choose the model and year of your car, and they'll show you HD radio products that fit your vehicle. And Crutchfield sends installation guides and gear with most HD radio purchases for free. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
The view from the left for people like us. 960, The Quake.
It's 8:39, keeping it real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake. If you're interested in seeing what's going to happen on Monday with the new fall lineup, go to quakeradio.com. We got all the information and more. You can also scroll down the Will and Willie page, hit the Contact Us button, and we'll know immediately what's going on with you. We don't know what's going on with us, but it's 8:40 a.m. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And he was interesting. I'd like the Secretary of State position. I think it's a very important, exalted, it should be an exalted, people should know what it does.
He clearly is a person that is rooted in good judgment.
Yeah.
Except for membership in a green party.
You're killing us here. You're killing us here. The station is so green. Maybe we don't fit in.
Yeah, Betsy yeah. Rosenberg. I knew he's a relative. He had to. But he was. He's a good candidate. Obviously, a very good candidate. And did you notice he made zero negative comments about any of his opponents?
He didn't even mention Deborah Bowen or Bruce McPherson's name.
He just didn't go there at all, except when you asked the question about being a spoiler. And he said, I hope to take votes from Bruce McPherson and Deborah Bowen.
Yeah.
And the
Libertarian
and
candidate.
The Peace and Freedom and the American Independent, your party.
Oh, no.
I love it. Somebody wrote you down. You said independent. They put down
American Independent. Yeah.
Just think, my God. Well, if you had let that go and you were out there someplace at some point in your life, somebody says, you're a member of the American Independent Party. That's a new name for the John Birch Society.
I think it was. I got some of their literature. No question. Whoa!
Speaking of that.
So now I'm undeclared.
You're,
That's what you have to do. If you really want to be an independent, you have to undeclare.
Yeah.
So that's
decline to state.
Oh, is that
the way
it?
They designate you is a decline to state. You do no declaration of appointment.
And if I want to vote in the Democratic primary now, I'm able to by going down to the polling booth and signing a waiver or something.
On that day. That you want to participate.
In one primary.
That's right.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah. Not
which
both.
Gives you the option of being able to do that. You could do that. But did you notice in today's paper as well, Jimmy Carter ended up in the state of Connecticut yesterday, and he said, it's terrible that Lieberman is running. That in fact,
it is.
He is.
The Democratic Party said no to him.
That's right. And President Carter was there to put his, his
stamp of approval on Ed Lamont?
You know, he's Habitat for Humanity. I was going to say to put his hammer in the head of Lieberman. But I was trying to figure out how to do it delicately.
Well, a claw hammer would have worked.
How do you do it on radio? How do you let it go on radio? The action going, however, on the poll side has Lamont down by only 6 points.
I heard 4. 46-42 is what I heard.
Well, I'm telling you, if I'm Lieberman, I would be concerned because I have all the money in the world, and I've been spending all the money in the world. This guy spent $4 million in the primary.
All
I
the
spent
money
12.
In the world, and you still can't make people like me.
Yeah. And you're going to have to explain yourself on the vote about to come up in the Bush administration about the prisons, the what they call detention centers.
Yeah, the detainees.
That's right. And, by the way, should you introduce evidence that's been coerced in the proposal before the Congress, they want to sanction the use of coercion. Now, of course, the argument is, they're terrorists. What do we care about how you get it out of them?
Yeah, well, as long as they admit it. Define me as a terrorist. Let's see what we can coerce out of Mr. Bob Summerby. He's the author of DailyHowler.com. And if you want to watch The Watchmen, go to DailyHowler.com as we go to Bob Summerby every Thursday here at 960 The Quake. Bob, you're keeping it real. What's up?
Good morning, Wilbur.
How you doing, old man?
I'm a little under the weather this week.
No.
Yeah, and that may explain my morbid ideation, but I got a little cold, and I think it's time for a little medical attention. It's not getting better.
Have you tried that airborne stuff?
Airborne?
Yeah. It's
don't
a thing that the is a teacher came up with it, or a stewardess or somebody came up with it, and you take it when you think you're getting sick. My wife swears by it, although she's sick right now.
And it comes in multiple flavors.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And a teacher came up with it.
Yeah, I think so.
And put it with vodka, it really works.
Well, that's the vodka would have helped.
Yes,
vodka and Tang, yes.
I'm going to go to the clinic later on, but if there's a place they're selling vodka before I get there, I may stop there instead.
Take the bottle with you, and you'd have that whole clinic turned on before the day is over.
It's conceivable.
Yes.
Anyway, I don't know. Maybe this explains my morbid mood, but I don't know. I just get the feeling this week that, I've told you guys the last couple of weeks, it seems to me the whole screaming and yelling campaign from the White House struck me as sort of a loser. But I don't know. I'm beginning to get the feeling that it may be sort of pushing things Bush's way. He bounced up a few points in an NBC poll yesterday. That can be meaningless. But
I think it's illusory.
Yeah.
I do. I think this is the normal bounce that he's going to get, and it's going to fall right back to earth in a couple of weeks, once the dust settles, unless something happens.
You know, I'm just afraid that we're hitting something. In the Washington Post, Dana Milbank has now called this the treason season, pointing out this happens every other year at this time. We've hit the season where the orchestrated attacks on the treasonous defeatocrats start up. And, the thing that strikes me this week is their party, their side, is out there pounding their message. Their message is Democrats are afraid and they're defeatocrats. And the Democratic Party, what is our message? We've never come up with a message about Bush. We really don't have a message. It amazed me in 04. What do we say? You know, we sort of sit around and stamp our feet and say, oh, stop saying those terrible things about me. And that's just not a very convincing way to present yourself to the public, it seems to me. I'm troubled by it.
I have consistently said Democrats have got to learn to keep it incredibly simple.
Yeah.
And if you just say, have you had enough?
Yeah, well.
Have you had enough of the killings? Have you had enough of the threats? Have you had enough of the ineptness on protecting me? Have you had enough of Scooter and Brownie and all those other people?
And the charges of treason.
And don't go any deeper than that. Just
right.
Keep focused on had enough.
Well, I have always wondered why we haven't. I wondered this in 04. Why we haven't just told the public something I think the public sort of thinks, but has never heard anyone articulate. And in 04, Bush was a little better liked than he is today. But in 04, it just puzzled me why we didn't say to the public, you know, man, you know, we all like President Bush, but he has extremely poor judgment. All of his judgments have been wrong, and he needs oversight. He's not getting it from his party, but President Bush and his administration have shown very poor judgment every step. I think people know that, but we don't have any simple explanation of what our big picture view is. And I don't know. They have.
Didn't we do that in 2004? Wasn't
people hearing it every day?
Wasn't that one of the refrains of the convention? He was wrong. He was wrong.
Well, at the convention, I just don't think it ever. I don't know.
It never got any traction.
It's amazing what happened over the weekend. You know, on Friday, the Senate Intelligence Committee came out with the latest two of their ballyhooed reports, and these reports have been years in the making. These intelligence reports, and in one of the reports, they said they formally declared this in a bipartisan way that Saddam had no meaningful links to Al Qaeda before the war, and that the fact that Zarqawi was in Iraq meant nothing because Saddam was trying to capture him and couldn't. Now, that was on the front page. That was at the top of the front page of the Washington Post on Saturday morning.
And Sunday?
Day,
Sunday
morning?
Sunday
shows are full of Cheney and Rice saying, well, Zarqawi was in Iraq before the war, and Tim Russert sits there, Chris Wallace sits there, Bob Schieffer sits there and say nothing.
No, that's not true. Tim Russert said, isn't it true that the report came out? And Cheney said, well, I haven't read the report.
Yeah, he said, well, apparently Tim Russert hadn't read it either. But you don't have to read the report, Will. You don't have to read the Washington Post. It wasn't on the front page of the Post. It was at the very top of the front page of the Post that Zarqawi...
Cheney only reads the Times.
Zarqawi. And there's Cheney saying it over and over the next day. Zarqawi was in Baghdad. And that was the sign. And Russert says nothing. Then there was Senator Bond from Missouri on the NewsHour Tuesday night making the same kind of confusion. He voted for the report. And Margaret Warner says nothing. Nothing. I mean, really, it's they're allowed to say anything. We have an extremely timorous...
Are you saying they're complicit?
You know what it is? It's Washington millionaire pundit etiquette. It's awkward to challenge someone like Senator Bond. I mean, he really gave... I dealt with this on the Daily Howl yesterday, and actually Keith Olbermann did a whole segment on this topic last night. But it's worth looking at Bond's performance on the NewsHour. He was a master of time-killing, wandering off-topic, dissembling, confusing issues, and... It's awkward for someone like Margaret Warner to finally say, look, answer my question. I mean, she did ask him twice and about Zarqawi. Each time she asked him, he wandered all over the countryside answering everything else. And she never said.
We need a pit bull on our side. We need somebody
in
there.
I'll tell you why that happens. It's just more comfortable at the next cocktail party if you didn't get in a scrape on the air with these guys. And it also means they'll come back on your show the next time. But
well, that's your problem, Bob. You don't go to enough cocktail parties.
Yeah. But it was really an amazing... I really recommend for listeners who didn't see Olbermann last night, you know, the transcript on at MSNBC.com. It was a fascinating segment about this, and I'd spend 3 days on it. I mean, they can
Bob
say
Somerby.
Anything.
Bob Somerby, you can get him at dailyhowler.com. And Bob, thanks for joining us. Sorry, we got to head out here. You get the bed, man. Some hot tea, some honey, some Airborne. Try the Airborne.
All right. Catch you later.
All right, Bob.
Coming up, keeping it real with Will and Willie. What would Willie do in the next segment here at 960 The Quake?
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642.
It's the house you grew up in, and every detail tells a story. From the stairs where Mom gave you your first time out, to the place where she held her first grandchild. But now that she's older, she needs help with those stairs. Pathways is here to help with the nursing care, home aids, and advice she needs to live at home with dignity. Pathways Home, Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Nursing. We know home health care inside out. Call 888-755-7855 or visit pathwayshealth.org.
San Francisco's Progressive Talk. Online at quakeradio.com and on the air at 960 The Quake.
What would Willie do? Every day we ask the mayor a question of local, national, or international import, and every day he digs deep into the well of wisdom and sagacity that his years of public service have aquified in him, in a segment we like to call What Would Willie Do? Mr. Mayor, money is the subject that I want to talk to you today about. The Republicans in Karl Rove are running around holding fundraiser after fundraiser and expected to have around $60 million to throw at various candidates around the country in the midterm elections. The Democrats have about a fifth of that, $12 million.
What tricks do you propose that Democrats utilize to close the money gap? What would Willie do?
Well, it's always very, very difficult to match the Republican cartel operations on the money side. They are basically organizations that are controlled by people who are Republicans. Corporations and funding comes from those corporations, in most cases, not from individuals. Democrats do not have a sufficient number of Stephen Beings and others on their side of the aisle to offset that. So Democrats just have to work harder. Democrats have to go the grassroots method. Democrats have to go the universal connected methods and public housing projects, or in the barrios, in the rest homes, and everywhere there is a basic Democratic voter or the type of person who would tend to vote Democratic. You don't reach those people in most cases by the spending of huge dollars. You reach them by people-to-people contact. I would structure my campaign on behalf of individual candidacies, whether they're in the state of New Jersey or the state of Ohio or the state of California, and they would be operations that go strictly one-on-one with the people. 1 million house parties per day throughout America, pushed by Democratic candidates, pushing Democratic and promoting Democratic candidacies, would do more to offset the 60 million that Karl Rove has put in place than anything else you could do.
That's what would Willie do. You think Nancy Pelosi can do it?
Absolutely. Nancy Pelosi will do it.
I love your attitude. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie. Coming up, one of our favorite guests. Every 2 weeks, every fortnight, he joins us. Bruce Bergman from the San Francisco Bay Guardian. Right now, top of the hour, CNN, John Scott, news, weather, traffic. 960 The Quake.
I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin. With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Mr. Bush was in the House this morning. CNN's Lisa Goddard reports the president mixed politics and discussions of his anti-terrorism policy.
Jim, this was a lot more than a meeting of friends. House Republicans are nervous they may lose their jobs in the election, and they want the president to rally with them around national security. That's what he's doing. So it's no surprise that afterward, Bush pointed straight to his proposal on Guantanamo tribunals, a plan passed by committee yesterday.